Ready to transform your guests into loyal repeat customers? Introducing StayFi, the all-in-one solution for email and text marketing created for short-term rentals.
StayFi helps you gather guest email addresses through a branded splash page. Think of it like that friendly coffee shop that asks for your email before granting you Wi-Fi access. But StayFi goes a step further. It seamlessly consolidates all the guest data you collect from your Wi-Fi and website into one powerful CRM or a customer relationship manager.
It's fantastic that StayFi can help you collect all of those valuable email addresses, but I know what you're thinking. What's the next step? And don't worry, StayFi has a toolkit built in.
Imagine having hundreds of pre-built templates at your fingertips, all within StayFi's dashboard. With StayFi's user-friendly visual automation builder, sending personalized emails is a breeze.
And the cherry on top, you can easily track the success of your email campaigns with seamless Google Analytics integration.
Also, StayFi has built-in text marketing with jaw-dropping 98% open rates. Imagine welcoming your guests with personalized text messages that make them feel right at home. You can collect those guest reviews with text messages that filter out the best ones and encourage guests to share their positive experience on Google, Facebook, and your website.
So what are you waiting for? Grab an amazing discount for our listeners. It's 50% off for your first 3 months. So head on over to stayfi.com/TFE and let's supercharge your guest relationships together. Again, that's stayfi.com/TFE for 50% off for your first 3 months of StayFi.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the
Hosting Hotline.
Listeners, call us. We love hearing your voices. We love hearing your challenges. Go to hostinghotline.com, and it's really, really easy. You just press a button, record your question, give us your first name, and press send, and we'll answer your question here on the podcast. You will help all of our listeners with the challenges that you're facing, because they may be facing it too, or they will in the future. With that, let's hear Sarah's question.
Hey, ladies, longtime listener, first time caller. I absolutely love the show. Thank you so much for everything. My name is also Sarah. Hi. And I'm wondering about the extras that you do for guests, the stuff that really, really wows them. Is there a rule for how much money you spend on this? How do you decide when to do something special? How do you organize it? All of the things. Thank you so much for everything. Love you guys.
Thanks for the question, Sarah.
Yeah. We love you too, Sarah. Let's dig into this. It's a wonderful question. I love that she's wanting to provide extras for her guests and go that extra mile. The first thing I want to say about this is you've got to know your numbers. We've seen some hosts get in trouble with their extras, and we've got to make sure that that bottom line is positive for you. So the first thing that I want you to understand is your numbers, knowing your numbers. And I think a lot of times that quote unquote welcome gift or some of the extras, what some of those amenities, maybe not even just a welcome gift, but some of those extras that you might leave for your guest should be priced appropriately with their stay. And I want to let everybody know, I think some of the best gifts or extras are the ones that don't even cost that much. A simple card with someone's name, using a guest's name on something physical like an envelope and with a card inside your property. It's as a game changer. It's huge. It's so personalized and can be very, very inexpensive, but pack a huge impact, pack a punch there. But start with understanding your numbers, because I know I've seen runaway train hosts that like they're getting robes for every room and slippers and, you know, all the extra snacks and high-end chocolates and candies and wine. And just, you got to be careful and understand your bottom line there.
Not shameless plug. We built a spreadsheet. We call it our numbers hub, and our members inside of our membership use this spreadsheet. And we have a special call every month dedicated to the spreadsheet, but we can tell you what's on it. And what we do is you can plug in the numbers for everything that you spend money on as it relates to your short-term rental, including your time. But you could plug in there, you know, whatever an amenity would cost per guest, and see how that affects your bottom. Like, you really need to like not just guesstimate either, because depending on how fancy you want to get, it can make or break the stay. I also know, obviously, we all host in different cadences. So some of you might have, you know, strict everyone stays at least 3 nights or 5 nights or 1 week.
Right.
Other people might have like 1 night stays, 2 night stays. Sometimes people book for a week or two. And so like Annette said, the welcome amenity can reflect how long a guest is staying. So maybe you offer a couple options or three options depending on the length of the stay so that it matches how much the guest is paying. That's something you could do.
And I think there's some also extras or amenities that might seem like they're just for that guest, but they can be used over and over again. Let's say it's a reusable bag. Maybe you're close to the beach or the mountains and it's a cooler, something that's there for them. If they just so happen, if it has your logo on it, maybe it's some koozies or some mugs. If they so happen to treat themselves good, it's just your logo running around. But there are some things like that that you can always have on your property too that seem like they're individual for the guest, but they're for every guest that stays each time.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. Sarah asked how we keep these things organized, and I've mentioned it before, and I'll mention again, my favorite project management software is Asana, and there is a great free version. This is what my team uses. There's a ton of software out there, but this one is super easy because we have a different project for every property that we manage. And we have a standard welcome amenity. We're an urban market. A lot of our properties are priced under $150 a night, right? So our welcome amenity is a handwritten card that addresses their guests by name and says something about their stay and gives them a suggestion that is curated to why they're coming to town and where they're going.
Anniversary, birthday, football game.
Right. And like what, and maybe if it's a younger group coming, we might suggest one thing. If it's an older group coming, something else, you know, that kind of curated experience. Now, if we want to go above and beyond, we use Asana that has a due date of their arrival and what we think would be a really great above and beyond, whether that is, I mean, what are some of the things like birthday surprises or anniversary surprises are a lot. We get a lot of OSU, so we might get something OSU related because they're visiting their kids or dropping their kids off to college. And that is really like going above. And obviously that expense is higher, but we know that the numbers of their stay back that extra gift.
And last but not least, the thing that Sarah like taught me immediately, right, when her and I first met, I think this is something that all of us can do for each and every guest, is the forgot something basket that has those amenities like a front desk at a hotel. So everything from, you know, earplugs to razors, toothbrush, toothpaste, something that is that forgot something basket is there for each and every guest. That's a way that it's a one-time spend. You'd be surprised how long they hold up for each and every guest, but that also shows everyone checking in that you thought about them and you want them to have an amazing stay.
So Annette, you didn't see this, but listeners, we have for our membership, we have a Facebook Messenger chat, and there was one specifically for our conference for TFEcon this year, and we had our forgot something basket. Coach Wendy put a forgot something basket in our bathrooms. Our members were still talking about how great the baskets were and asking about different aspects of that basket that we put in there. Yeah. There's different skin-toned Band-Aids that we have.
You get the wine like teeth erasers.
Yes.
This is something I can say that Wendy is awesome with these. She got everything, I think, on Amazon, but that packs a punch where people see that you thought about all this. I know she did like the mini Tic Tacs. Just, it's amazing what that basket can do for each and every one of your guests.
If you check the show notes, we have a link to the basket and everything that we have in it, in addition to whatever else we also put in all of our short-term rentals as like a baseline. So check the show notes out for that checklist and get some ideas there. But with that, happy surprising and delighting. Just make sure it makes sense with your average daily rate.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Ayo. With that, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.